Hello all and welcome to episode 7 of Milan Cast. This week we've seen Milan sort of get themselves back on track in all their campaigns. It is very, very good for them, very excited for them. So consequently we're going to be talking a bit about that. You know, where do we see them going from now, what are the injuries, the concerns that they have, the upcoming matches, how will the international break affect them and things like that. First of all, what we'll do is we'll look at the matches that they've just played. We've just seen them play against Sampdoria. It was a good match by the Rossoneri. Certainly not as good as what they could be this season, but it was a good match nonetheless. We had the goal from Volta Bursa, which was his big sort of break into the Milan team and sort of him proving himself and saying, you know what, I can play in this team. And it was great to see that, because he certainly signed for the club as a bit of a who the hell is this guy. And he's come in, he's played, he didn't play too well in his first few games, but he's been playing consistently, solidly since, and he's actually unfortunately injured himself. He's going to play this morning actually, but he injured himself, which is very unfortunate. But you know, he's been a great player, and he scored the goal there. It was a fantastic goal, and I think Bursa is certainly one of those players who will be looking to back up the likes of Kaká and Saponara when the two are back to full health. Just in that game, I think that Milan really the win in that game, so certainly it's putting Milan back in the table. It's putting them back in contention. They'd had sort of a run of draws and losses against teams they really shouldn't have been. I mean, the loss to Napoli was, it could have been a draw actually. The Rossoneri didn't even play that well, but they almost managed to get a draw, and it was only the Balotelli penalty miss that unfortunately meant that they weren't able to do that. But against Sampdoria, they should have won. They did win, and it wasn't by a lot, but they played well, Milan, and I think I think once they start getting back their sort of key players, they'll start playing well. I mean, you've got to look at the squad. There's a lot of key players who are out, and I think that particularly in roles that are very important within the squad and that were heavily relied on last year, they're the kinds of people who are missing. So I think that, you know, they've found their groove without these players at the moment, but I think this is the thing. I mean, a team like Milan comes under a lot of criticism for not getting these results with the players that they have. But even though these players, some of these, you know, even though they may be fielding teams that are better than the opposition, if they're second string players, they're not used to being in these games all the time. And these guys are playing, you know. They're not used to playing all together. You know, they're two almost completely separate teams. They're used to maybe one or two of them stepping up at a time, but to have so many at once, it's kind of thrown the squad off, and it's fair enough that they haven't been getting these results. And I think that maybe some people have been a bit too critical. I know I've been a critical of Max Allegri. Maybe that was unjustified, maybe it wasn't, but I think that, yeah, you've got to look at that. You've got to look at the fact that it's a squad that is disrupted, certainly. And so I think that the win against Sampdoria was good. It was important, and I think it's going to be kind of the momentum, the shift that Milan need to sort of push themselves to get into those top positions, to compete with the likes of Napoli, Roma, Juventus, Inter, and Fiorentina, who are sort of in those top five positions at the moment. They are a little way behind those guys. In fact, to be precise, you're looking at Roma, who's on 18 points, whereas Milan are only sitting on 8. So they've got at least, what, more than three wins. Roma have more than 3 win advantage over them, which is not good going into, as Milan look to head up the table. If they want to, at the moment, if they want to qualify for Europe, even they're 6 points off that chase at the moment. Sorry, 3. I apologize. 3 for against Fiorentina and 1 up from. Sorry, 2 from Inter. But I think they've got the Juventus clash this weekend, and although they don't have Balotelli, and that's going to be a sore miss, I think that a draw would be a good result for Milan. I think that a win would be absolutely outstanding, and they could really, you know, hold their heads high after that game. But I don't know how likely that looks. But I think that if they really put in their best effort, I think that they can. They can certainly topple Napoli. I mean, we saw them this morning. They played so well in that second half that against Ajax, that I really think that there's going to be a if we saw them replicate that kind of style of play that they were playing in the second half, which was great pushing, possessional, really attacking Ajax, then I think we'll We'll see that. So a bit more into the Ajax game. It was a draw there. Both goals being scored in the 90 and 94th minute, respectively. The Balotelli penalty redeemed himself, certainly, for his miss against Napoli by equalising there. Look, Milan probably should have won that game. They were unfortunate that they just weren't that clinical in the finish in the second half, because in the first half they were being dominated. They didn't concede because the defence held pretty well, but they really were under a lot of pressure there. But then they came out in the second half. They were the ones who were putting Ajax under pressure, and I think it was really unfortunate that they didn't get a goal there, because he had Mario Balotelli up front, who, you know, there were some shots that went off the post, and it was just, you know, very, very close on several occasions. And I think that a draw is almost an unfortunate result for Milan. I mean, Frank de Boer came out and said that penalty was absolutely soft, and I completely agree with him. The penalty was extremely soft, but I think if you look at the context of the entire game, you've got to look at, there were some really hard decisions that didn't go the way of Milan that would have been penalties inside the box. I think you've got to think about that. And, you know, yes, if he has a right to complain about that penalty, but, you know, Allegri has just as much right to go, okay, fine, maybe that wasn't a penalty, but there were two other ones here, which he hasn't come out and said, which I think is, it's very impressive of Allegri. He's not overly critical of referees and things like that. You see a lot of these other high managers. I know that Conte is, and Montella as well. They always come out and say, you know, oh, look at the referee. Decision had been this, had been that, yada, yada, yada. But I know Milan's very good with that. And Allegri, particularly, is very good with that. He won't blame the referees. He'll look at his own players, because if it was deciding the match, he looks at the match and goes, okay, so that was a referee decision that didn't go our way. You know, that we don't just play for that one moment; we play for the full 90 minutes. And if we haven't been able to get an advantage in those full 90 minutes, then one refereeing decision shouldn't hurt us. And I think it's a respectable attitude to have, considering that so many top flight Serie A coaches don't have that and are very quick to criticise the referee. I mean, Fiorentina are still crying about the match against Milan last season that saw Milan get Europe instead of them. They're still crying about that. I mean, it's unbelievable that they're holding this grudge, but I think Milan, respectably, and this is, you know, one of the great qualities of Allegri, that he really doesn't do that. Yeah, so as I said before, in the UEFA Champions League, we're sitting second in our group behind FC Barcelona. A very, very good result there. Celtic is sitting last on 0 points, and then just in front of them, Ajax is on 1 point, Milan with 4, and of course Barcelona with 6. We'll talk about those games coming up, but we'll just talk about some injuries and suspensions at the moment. So we've got Balotelli, who's going to be out for this weekend. Not good. It means that we have to rely on Matri, and I'm sure, as you guys know, I'm not a huge fan of Matri. I think we paid, you know, way too much for him for what he's delivered. He's played, close to 450 minutes. What's that? He's played almost 5 sets of 90 minutes, and he hasn't even gotten an assist or a goal yet. No, that's as a forward, that's almost a disgusting, you know, thing to, especially when you're paid 11 million for. I mean, surely you would have thought he'd be doing better than that. So I'm being very critical of him at the moment, and even one goal isn't really going to solve it. I mean, I think that I'll take off, half a million for every goal and assist that he gets, and I bet you by the end of the season we'll still not have anywhere near. He wouldn't have broken even on his price tag, because it's a big thing to live up to, and I just don't think he's good with that. So it's a worry that Balotelli's out. Ibane Young could step up, but then again, he is young, and Allegri maybe shaky, hesitant to put the faith in him, but we'll see how we go. El Shaarawy is out as well. He unfortunately was going to be back for this morning's game versus Ajax. I wouldn't have expected him to start, because fair enough, he's just coming back from injury. But in the training yesterday, he's actually gone and fractured his foot, which could mean that he's out for between 20 and 30 days. So hopefully he'll be back just in time for the Barcelona game. But, you know, you never know. But El Shaarawy did recover quickly last time. But I think it's going to be interesting, and hopefully he does come back for the Barcelona game, because really he hasn't had many games this season. He hasn't had much of a chance to prove himself, which is unfortunate. But you know, if he does come back for that game, then I think he'll be in flying form, and he should be able to certainly have a go at the Barcelona defence. And I'm going to be interested to see how Barcelona go against Balotelli and Ferrari combination, because I mean they're two absolutely class players, and it's who do you mark? You know. Also, apart from that, Pat Zini, he has declared that he would love to be back for the Barcelona game. That could happen. It would be great if that happened. I want him back as soon as possible, because I really think that, you know, he's just that. He's much better than Martri. So I think that he's the player that Milan need to back up Balotelli, because if he does get another suspension, which, you know, it could happen, given the fact that he's still young, he's a bit rash, and in some of those circumstances with the referees, he's been less than friendly. So I think that once Pat Zini's back, I sort of give Milan a bit more security and a bit more option up front as well, if there are a few injuries, and not as much concern. I mean, there's a lot of concern at the moment over Milan scoring goals because Matri's up front, but I think if you had Pat Zini there, I mean, he was the striker last season and got plenty of goals for Milan, so I think it'd be great when he gets back. Mattia De Sciglio as well, I think he might make the Juventus game. I don't know, it was said that he was going to be back for the Ajax game. He wasn't in the squad, he wasn't called up, so my guess is that they're just waiting. You know, they've got Constant and Iman Wilson able to fill in at left back for him, but I think if he was back for the Juventus game, that would be great. And, you know, whether or not we'll see him, he'll play for Italy this international break, that would be remain to be seen. But, yeah, he certainly shall be in full fitness after the international break, and I hope he does get that Juve game, because I think he's what Milan needs at the moment, just a bit, you know, a bit of confidence down that left side that we haven't really seen. I mean, that's kind of the main point of conceding goals, I feel, down that wing, without Mattia De Sciglio there. So I'm hoping that he comes back. Kaká as well, his salary has been frozen, so I'm sure he's as keen to get back to playing as is possible, because for him it means that he's out of payment for a little while, so I think he'll be really wanting to push to recover for a bit, and it should be great to see him back. I think we're ready to give him a second chance. He wasn't amazing in the games that he played, but I think he's certainly got a lot to offer Milan, and I think that given the Udinese and Barcelona games, I think he could be very helpful against Barcelona. He knows the Spanish style. He's played against Barcelona a bit, so we'd know that quite well. Saponara as well, I think I'm really looking forward to him. He did play in the friendly during the last international break against Chiesa, and boy, was he impressive. He's a great runner. He's great with the ball, dribbling, ball control. He's got it all. He looks really exciting as a prospect, and I actually can't wait to see him play for Milan, and if I was given a fully fit team, I'd certainly be pushing him in the starting 11, even, because he's such a great player. He'd be great in the 4-3-1-2 behind El Shaarawy or Balotelli, or even in a 4-3-2-1 next to El Shaarawy supporting Balotelli. Either of those I think he'd be great at, and I can't wait for him to be back, which will be after the international break. Silvestri and Bonera, I haven't heard too much about them, but Allegri did say that he should have a full squad after the international break, so that probably means those two. Not the biggest thing in the world. Silvestri is, of course, probably the third preferred centre-back behind Nexes and Zapata, but I think Bonera is going to be sort of falling down the order quite a bit, given the fact that Zaccardo is probably ahead of him, and I'd even go as far to say that Gerson Vergara would probably get a look in ahead of him. So, Bonera, not the biggest issue in the world. Wouldn't mind if he got injured again, actually. But, you know, and of course there's still Silvestri there, who I hope comes back, because he just gives us that extra bit of security at the back. Walter Bursa as well, as I mentioned, we're not sure. Tomorrow we'll probably find out how long he's injured for, what's wrong with him, etc., etc. That's another. He's a big loss to have. Whilst Saponara and Kaká are out, and I'll be interested to see what Milan will do this weekend as far as the forward department. We will probably see Iman Wilson step up to the attacking midfield position, and from there, you know, see how we go, but we'll probably have Rubinho and Matriel Niang up there, so it's, you know, it's really, we're getting down to a very, very, you know, bare side with all these players who we thought were dependable and now sort of losing the, losing what they had. So it'd be interesting to see how we go against Juventus this weekend. But I think it's possible. I think that the way that Milan performed in the second half today against Ajax, really beating any team, could almost be possible if they're playing with that kind of attitude. Looking at the upcoming games, so we've got Juventus coming up. That should be it's a difficult one to call. Juventus, you know, clear winners on paper, but it's not going to be one on paper. It's going to be one on the effort, and I think that if Milan can put in a special bit of effort, then certainly that game can be theirs. Udinese as well, they play after the international break. They should have quite a few players back for that, and I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe played some players that have been a bit injured, just to give them a bit of a bit of game time, and let maybe the more experienced players have a little break before playing Barcelona just a few days after that. That's going to be a big match, I think. I'm sure a lot of players will be wanting to be back for that, and it will be exciting to see that with a full squad there. I think that's what Milan has wanted all along. They've just wanted a full squad to choose to play the big teams, and I think that's what they'll get. Whether or not, I think maybe Milan will play a friendly during the international break. They did it last time. They it almost could be a good thing for them. Give again those players that, you know, aren't getting a lot a chance, and maybe some of the youth players as well. Yeah, I mean, we saw last time Andrej Modric, he played out extremely well for the first team in that friendly, and consequently he's come to the attention of many a Milan fan and coaching staff, I'm sure, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he was one making a jump next year. So it's a great thing just to let the fans know what the Primavera players are like with the first team, but as well as that, maybe some players that we haven't seen a lot of and how they'll play. I'd like to see Gabriel as well. I'd like to see him playing this even against Udinese. I'd love to see Gabriel play, given the fact that he was quite impressive during the pre-season. Looking at the international break, just looking at the players who I think might be called away, Balotelli is a question mark over that. I'm not sure whether or not he'll be picked. I mean, he has said that there could be repercussions for his abuse of the referee, and that could extend to the Italian national team, who may choose not to call him up for this match and may choose to use him as an example, which is really probably, you know, they could say that as much as they want, but the fact is they really probably don't need him because they're already qualified for the World Cup. So But if he's not called up, I think that would be almost, could almost be expected. It wouldn't catch many people completely by surprise. Also, being called up, Montolivo, I think, will get the call up certainly, as well as that Ignazio Barty. Barty wasn't called up last time because of injury, and Montolivo last time, I do believe that he was probably injured as well. Yes, I think he was. So I think it's going to be a big return for a few Milan players. The Shiglio wasn't called up last time. There's a question mark over him because maybe Milan will just want to keep him and say, you know, he's not really fully fit yet. We just want to keep him for a bit longer. Or they'll say, yeah, go get some playing time with the national team. Playing against a few other teams. I mean, they've got to play against Denmark and Armenia, and Armenia is probably a great team to put some young guys in, and I think that's probably what they'll do. They're already guaranteed that they're in the World Cup, so I think they'll use this chance to maybe call up a squad that isn't completely preferential, but to see how we go. And also Andrea Poli, he's been playing so well that I think, especially now that they've qualified and they don't need to have that, you know, that team of starters and everything like that, I think that he's certainly a name that could appear in Cesare Prandelli's side. He's been great for Milan. He's probably been one of the better midfielders that we've had. I'd probably say that he and De Jong have been the two of the best players for Milan at the moment. I think that Abati has always also been playing well. Abbiati as well has been great in goals. I think that I can't remember who it was. Someone came out and said that he's a terrible goalkeeper, but really he's severely underrated. And I think that, as well as that, I think that Balotelli's been playing well. He hasn't, you know, been amazing, but he's been playing well. He's been consistent, and he's been getting a few goals as well. He's already got 3 goals for Milan in just 4 games, which is quite impressive, I think. And I think that if he was if he had played against Sampdoria on the weekend, he could have even gotten a few more there, because he's the clinical one. Bursa will not, I doubt that he will get the call up for Slovenia. He is a regular there, but I don't think he'll do it because of this injury, unless it's severely minor. But it doesn't look like it will be, because he's got to wait on news of his fitness, so that doesn't sound good. As well as that, Christian Zapata, likely, I'd say, to get a call up to the Colombian national team as they look to, you know, prepare themselves for the World Cup. That's probably it for Milancast today. I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure as always. I think that will come to you after the international break, or maybe after the Juventus game, with a sort of preview of the games coming up. We'll see how we go. Once again, hit me up on Twitter if you want to, at William underscore McInnes, McInnes is the last name. So just feel free to check me out there. If you want to just tweet me anytime, you can do something like that. But keep subscribing, guys, and yeah, thank you.